And at this time, we've got the children come up for our children's message. All right. Morning, everyone. Well, Aaron, what do we have here, right here? What do you think? I made this for you. Oh, he's sleeping. Oh, he's a good sleeper. I'm impressed. Anyways, I wish I could do that. What do we have here? What is that? Thank you, Valerie. A car. Now, well, this is a car. It's a mini, we call it a minivan, right? Now, when I was little, me and my brothers, I'm the youngest, you know, I'm the young brother of my family. But whenever we got out of the door to go to a place, like wherever we went with our parents, us brothers, what would we do? We would run to the car, right? Now, why would we run to the car? Do you guys run to the car? Why do you run to the car? Is it because you just like the car so much? Why do you run to the car? What do you think? I know my kids run to the car. Do you know why they run to the car? Because they want the front seat. I don't know if you're... Are they tall enough yet?
Not yet.
I think 4'9". I looked it up online because that's the level, right? But you always want... Why do you always want to sit in the front seat? Because I think for us, when I was a kid, that was like the best seat, wasn't it? Isn't that the best seat? I think so. Now today in our gospel reading... You know, the disciples were asking, basically, we want the best seat in the house. We want to sit by you, Jesus. Now, why did they want to sit by Jesus? Why do you think? It's because if they thought that if they sat by Jesus, one to his right, one to his left, there is James and John, they thought what? Well, if we're right by him, we'll have the best position with Jesus. And that means we'll have all the power. We'll have all the authority. And that means we'll be above everyone else. It'll be a good place to be. But Jesus taught them today that that's not the position that they think they're going to be in. You know, disciples, you know, they, you know, in their life, they would face a lot of attack for their faith. You know, people would be against them. They would face a lot of suffering. Little did they know what was to come in their place. And Jesus was teaching them that day that the greatest place was there to be with Jesus, because Jesus would be the one who would go to the cross to die for their sins. That Jesus would die and shed his blood and provide them that place that is of forgiveness, of eternal life, of salvation, that the greatest power was the resurrection that the Lord had given them. And that was victory over sin, death, and the power of the devil. And as the disciples were learning all about this, it would all come to the big picture. They would all realize this when they saw the empty tomb on Easter Sunday. And from then on there they would go, in the position that God has given to them. And there they would be the greatest giver of the word. They would proclaim the gospel to all the world. And there they would be in the right place to which God had appointed them, to be the preachers of this very gospel. So remember that this day, you guys. I know we love our human position and our sinful nature, but Jesus, well, he shows us the greatest gift. And that is to be under his name, under his blood, under the cross, under the empty tomb, as we live to life everlasting. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, though we do fall short in our sin, though we love this human way of power and of our own authority, Lord, we know that you give us, by the power of the gospel, the forgiveness of sins. Bless these children always only in Christ. Lead them in your promises, in your glory, in your name, as you grant them your peace, that is, of your death and resurrection. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.